All right, NATO and Ukraine are holding emergency talks after Russia's recent hypersonic missile strike. Joe Rogan has come out and accused Joe Biden of wanting to spark World War III. We have Putin, who's now said that he's ready to cripple Britain with cyber attacks. This is according to the UK minister. North Korean leader says that past diplomacy only confirmed U.S. hostility. And they are warning of a soon thermonuclear war. North Korean troops that have been dispatched in Russia are now expected to fully enter into combat, according to a recent report. Also, China is weighing in as hackers prepare for conflict. And officials are warning that terrorists may target the Macy's Thanksgiving parade. And then finally, unidentified drones. You remember those unidentified drones that showed up at Langley Air Force Base in Virginia? Well, now they've appeared over U.S. air bases in the United Kingdom, and they still don't know who they are and what they are and who they belong to, allegedly. So we're going to cover all this in today's podcast. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, family? It is Sunday, November the 24th. That means this is going to be our last podcast until next Saturday. That's a full 6 days. Again, this will be our last program that we will be having until next Saturday when we restart the program, as we are taking this week off for Thanksgiving. We will be out of town in the state of Virginia, spending time with our family there. So again, we wanted to reiterate that. Again, there will be no prayer tomorrow night, as we will be out of town, and no podcast for the rest of the week. We got a lot to cover today's program to kind of close out this week. Before we get started, as always, guys, help us out. Hit that like button. That's going to help push our material out there, get eyes on our program. You're on Rumble, on YouTube, and whatever platform you may be watching from. Take it a step further, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification, and of course, download our free app, guys. Get it today on Apple and Android. Hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be squared away. Every headline, every podcast, every up-to-date article that we put out, everything will be right there at your fingertips. So as we told you at the introduction of this, a lot is escalating. This war with Russia and Ukraine is not, it is not dwindling down. It is not letting up. It's intensifying. It's increasing. And now other players are now chiming in and getting involved in this. All right, NATO and Ukraine is set to hold emergency talks after Russia's hypersonic missile attack.
NATO and Ukraine have scheduled emergency talks for Tuesday after Russia attacked a central Ukrainian city with an experimental hypersonic missile this week. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday said the attack was in retaliation for Kyiv's use of U.S. and British longer-range missiles. Now, Putin warned that a strike with several of these new missiles with conventional warheads could be as devastating as nuclear weapons.
All right, moving on. Podcaster Joe Rogan recently voiced his opinion and accused Joe Biden of wanting to spark World War III. This was a pretty heavy statement. Joe Rogan recently suggested that President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky are looking to, quote, incite World War III as Biden makes his way out of office.
I don't feel safer is right now they're launching missiles into Russia.
Yeah.
How are you allowed to do that when you're on the way out? Like, the people don't want you to be there anymore. This should be like some sort of a pause for like significant actions that could potentially start World War III. Maybe that would be a good thing that we would like to avoid from a dying former president. Mm-hmm. It's the whole thing is nuts. Zelensky says Putin is terrified. Fuck you, man. Fuck you people. You fucking people are about to start World War III.
Yeah, it's crazy. Russia fired a missile today.
I feel like they fired an intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time ever. It's the first time one of those has ever been used.
That's insanity.
F***ing insanity, because those intercontinental ballistic missiles can have nukes on them. This one didn't, but if it does, the whole world changes. And it changes because of the military-industrial complex, and it changes because of the money that's going to Ukraine, and it changes because the outgoing president or whoever the fuck is actually running the country has decided to do something fucking insane. Fucking insane. And we're all sitting there watching it, and people are cheering it on. CNN was saying, like, finally. See what their headline was about Zelensky using, about Biden giving Zelensky the ability to use long-range missiles. U.S. made long range. It's not like nobody knows where they came from. It's not like nobody knows we've been funding this. It's a proxy war. The whole thing is insane. It's insane. Come to the negotiation table. Sit down. Work this out. Stop killing everybody. U.S. allows Ukraine to use long range missiles. So what did they say? Someone had said that, like, CNN was saying that it was a good thing, which I think is how. How is the left gone so far crazy that they think it's a good thing to launch missiles? Well, we can. We voted Trump in, and his idea is to stop all this.
We have never been closer to World War III than we are today under Joe Biden. A global conflict between nuclear armed powers would mean death and destruction.
When does this rock? This is yesterday.
Unmatched yes. okay. in human history. It would be nuclear Armageddon.
Will, what do you think happens here?
So I think Biden is playing with fire, but it might not be the raging inferno we're afraid of just yet. Today on the Will Cain Show, I will have Eric Prince on. I spoke to Eric recently and asked him about this. Eric Prince is the former founder of Blackwater, incredibly intelligent when it comes to global affairs and warfare. I asked him also about the fact that North Korea is devoting 100,000 soldiers to Russia as well. Here was Eric's response to those two things. That's fodder. North Korea devoting soldiers to Russia is basically human fodder on the front lines in Ukraine. Secondarily, he said these missiles that are being used are not top of the line stuff. It's not the muscle the United States could be allowing the Ukraine to fire into Russia. So maybe perhaps not the inferno that we're afraid of, but still playing with fire. Biden and the geopolitical establishment in Europe and the military-industrial complex here has a hard-on for Ukraine. They just simply do. And this is one of the biggest reasons the American public wanted to bring in Donald Trump. I have full faith that the negotiator, the strongman, the clear leader that is Donald Trump, will be able to keep this from metastasizing into World War III. I think Putin knows it. I think Zelensky knows it. And I think we're headed towards a peace deal, hopefully, even before Donald Trump takes office. Because as Tom pointed out earlier, the dominoes are falling. The world sees the next step for the United States, and people are from Lunchables to Russia. They're getting the world in order.
So I know what Eric says, the fact that, hey, these are not the best missiles. We're not using our best, all this other stuff. Go optics. Your name is Putin. There's power plays going around the world. You have to seem strong in front of your people. Mm-hmm. 2 days ago, Biden's giving permission. 2 days later, boom. The headline says those missiles have been fired.
And that's
right?
why he's playing with fire.
That's the point. So Putin doesn't care if it's a 1990, the highest, latest 2024 that they just built with the highest technology, whatever. Putin doesn't. All he cares is you gave him permission. He took advantage of it. During the time that we have a president-elect Trump, this is your last 60 days that you're doing this, no problem. Tom, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, Russia's been fighting mostly a ground incursion strategy, right? You take a look at it, it's moved the line because this has been a let's take their land war from the beginning, right? I mean, Crimea and everything like this in response to and spurred by, Ukraine possibly joining NATO and all those things. So it's historically, that's my frickin' land, and NATO is going to make them join. No, I'm not having that. So this has been a land war. This has not been a, we're going to drop a bunch of crap on Baghdad, make a point to Saddam Hussein, and then go home and then let them rebuild their country. This is a land grab. So he's been doing conventional. And what he hasn't done, even though you've seen the devastation in cities that have been along the way, he has not gone to major. I mean, you see pictures today of major population centers in Ukraine. They look like New York, right? They look like New York. They're largely untouched. He hasn't hit them. And what I worry is what you say is that he's got to make like a statement strike. That he's got to come back with a statement strike. Like when What did they try to do north? They launched in the Hezbollah, and with support from Iran, they lost like 200 missiles overnight, 200 rockets overnight. And they tried to make that statement, and they killed a bunch of ducks on farmland.
Yeah.
But they were trying to make a statement about all these. To your point, he's got to make a statement. And the concern is, what is he going to do to make a statement that I'm still strong and not to be screwed with, while I believe the world waits for Trump to take power? Because this wasn't the most high-tech stuff, but there's an optic that's not good for Russia.
I mean,
all right, so what are your thoughts on this, guys, in the comment section, in the chat? Do you agree with Joe Rogan? I know it's hard. He had, like every other word was muted there because of his language, but he had strong points there. Again, we'd love to hear your comments and your thoughts on Joe Rogan's, on his thoughts on this. All right, meanwhile, according to the Telegraph, Putin is ready to cripple Britain with cyber attacks. Now, this comes as the Telegraph is reporting that Russia is prepared to, quote, launch a wave of cyber attacks on Britain that could, quote, turn out the lights for millions. Wow. A cabinet minister warned at a NATO conference on Monday, Vladimir Putin is willing and capable of triggering a, quote, destabilizing and debilitating electronic strike on the United Kingdom. This was according to Pat McFadden. Russia is exceptionally aggressive and reckless in the cyber realm and wants to gain a strategic advantage and degrade the states that support Ukraine. Mr. McFadden, who oversees policy and national security and state threats, will warn. The Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster will say that there is an imminent risk of a Russian cyber attack on Britain infrastructure and businesses. Again, a imminent risk of a Russian cyber attack on British infrastructure and businesses that, quote, could shut down the power grids. So, guys, this is a huge accusation here. If this is true, and this is to get carried out, this is huge. I mean, this would be a declaration of war, as if it's not already. Addressing the NATO cyber defense conference in London on Monday, he will add that in the past year, the Russian military and its unofficial army of cyber criminals and hacktivists have, quote, not just stepped up their attacks, but widened their targets to a number of NATO members and partners. And the United Kingdom, Russia has targeted our media, our telecoms, our political and democratic institutions, and our energy infrastructure. Now, guys, I will say this, in case you haven't paid attention, look how many times, what was it, Verizon was hit, T-Mobile was hit, and AT&T, all three major phone distributors, phone companies, the telecom communications, all three of these companies have been hit over the recent month or two. Actually, it's been spanning out further than that. Now, of course, the mainstream media will say, well, it's a glitch, and then you'll get some spokesperson come up from their company and say, well, it was a glitch. And it was an error, and it was an update error. But do you believe that? I don't. I honestly believe these were the results of these cyber attacks that's been taking place. Meanwhile, North Korea chimes in and says, or their warning of, quote, thermonuclear war. A North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has accused the United States of contributing to its increasing global tensions that could, quote, escalate into a most destructive thermonuclear war. This according to the state news agency, the Korean Central News Agency. While speaking at a military exhibition in North Korea, he emphasized that the Korean Peninsula has never been at a greater risk for nuclear war, and prior negotiations with Washington have only made clear the U.S., quote, aggressive and hostile policy towards North Korea. Now, remember, North Korea has already sided with Russia. They've made a military pact. So this should not surprise anyone. The statements come amid escalating tensions between the U.S. and Russia, as well as global backlash Kim has received for deploying more than 10,000 North Korean soldiers to the front lines in Russia in its ongoing war against Ukraine. The Korean Peninsula has never been under such a critical situation as the present, in which there is a growing likelihood of a most, quote, destructive thermonuclear war breaking out amid the dangerous confrontation between the belligerents. Quote, we already did everything possible in the bilateral negotiations with the U.S. And what we were eventually convinced of was not the, quote, superpower's will to coexist with us, but its demeaning stand and unchangeably aggressive and hostile policy towards, the DPRK. And a joint statement with the foreign ministers of Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, South Korea, New Zealand, and the UK, and the High Representative of the European Union, the U.S. spoke out against the deployment of North Korean troops to Russia. Quote, we condemn in the strongest possible terms the increasing military cooperation between the DPRK and Russia, including the DPRK's export and Russia's unlawful procurement of DPRK ballistic missiles in breach of multiple UN Security Council resolutions, as well as Russia's use of these missiles and munitions against Ukraine, they said in a statement on the State Department's website. Meanwhile, according to a new report, according to the Pentagon, North Korean troops in Russia are, quote, expected to enter combat soon. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stated this past weekend that thousands of North Korean troops currently stationed in Russia are expected to enter combat against Ukraine soon. Again, speaking during a visit to Fiji, Austin said around 10,000 North Korean soldiers are believed to be in Russia's Kursk region. And we've been hearing about this for 2 weeks at least, guys, in the northern border of Ukraine, where they're being integrated into Russian military formations. Based upon what they've been trained on, the way they've been integrated into Russian formations, I fully expect to see them engaged in combat soon. He added that there has not been significant reporting of North Korean troops actively fighting. So again, according to Secretary of U.S. Defense Lloyd Austin, he expects these 10,000 North Korean soldiers to enter into combat soon. Meanwhile, let's not forget about China. This was an interesting piece that came out. We reported on this on our main website. President Xi recently gave a clear warning for the upcoming Trump administration, and they laid out their, quote, four red lines for the United States. Let's talk about this for a second.
Tell us about these red lines, these boundaries, and are there expectations that President-elect Trump in his second term might sort of attempt to go beyond them?
Well, I think the big thing about a second Trump administration is there's a great deal of uncertainty about what exactly a U.S.-China relationship would look like. So it appears that in this conversation that President Xi had with President Biden, essentially a farewell chat, President Xi tried to lay out some guardrails to that relationship. He made the point that four red lines that President Xi laid out in that meeting, one, that the U.S. should not seek to contest the Communist Party's grip on power in China, that the United States should not try to push China to become a democracy, that the United States should not try to contain China's economic rise. And lastly, and probably most importantly, that the United States should not support Taiwanese independence. And so it did seem President Xi, ahead of a new Trump administration, trying to put some guardrails, bumpers around where this relationship could go.
They also discuss some guardrails around artificial intelligence.
Well, there are lots of different areas in which the United States and China actually agree. And so one where we saw an agreement come out of the APEC summit was an agreement that neither country would hand over the ability to use nuclear weapons to AI systems. That has been a big concern, that as AI progresses, as it is integrated to more and more weapon systems, that there could be some unintended consequences set off by the use of AI. And both countries, both presidents now agreeing that they will prevent that.
According to this report, last weekend when Xi met U.S. President Joe Biden at the 31st APAEC Economic Leaders Meeting in Peru, he told Washington, quote, not to cross four red lines, which analysts say is a clear message for the incoming Trump administration. The four hot button issues, here we go, are Taiwan, in other words, translation, whatever we do in Taiwan and whatever we do to Taiwan is our business and not yours, so butt out of it and stay out of it. So this is one of the four red lines. All right, the next one is democracy and human rights. In other words, don't interfere in what we do when it comes to our own democracy and human rights. China's path and system, whatever that means, I'm pretty sure we clearly understand what that means. China's path and system is obviously communism, socialism. And it's not changed. It's only increasingly become more aggressive and more dangerous. And then the country's right to development. What does this mean? Experiments, dangerous tests that are carried out, you know, like creating a artificial sun, creating viruses in a secret laboratory, weather manipulation, and the list goes on, because that's what we're talking about here. So these are the four hot buttons. These are the four red lines that President Xi said, don't cross these lines. Don't interfere. Keep your nose out of our business when it comes to what we do with Taiwan, our democracy and human rights, our path and system, how we run our country, basically, and our rights to development. Wow. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Trump administration handles this. Also, President Xi came out and warned of trade wars in the event that Trump wants to go down this route and start these trade wars again with all the tariffs, so on and so forth. Xi has warned Trump about this as well. Then we have this report. I want to show you this. Chinese hackers are, quote, preparing for conflict. What does this even mean? Chinese hackers are positioning themselves in U.S. critical infrastructure IT networks for a, quote, potential clash with the U.S. This is according to a top American cybersecurity official. The executive director of U.S. Cyber Command said that Chinese-linked cyber operations are aimed at gaining an advantage in case of major conflict with the U.S. It's almost as if they're anticipating that in the future, we're going to have a conflict with China. Perhaps when we cross one of the four red lines, they're already setting the stage for this. Officials have warned that China-linked hackers have compromised IT networks. Officials have warned that Chinese-linked hackers have compromised IT networks and have taken steps to carrying out disruptive attacks in the event of a conflict. So you cross that red line, we can just flip a switch on you, America, and bring you to your knees. Perhaps the same way that they're warning that Putin will do to the UK and to Britain. That if a certain line is crossed and Putin feels the need or he feels threatened to do so, he can just flip a switch. And this is what this language is implicating here. Their activities include, here it is, gaining access to key networks to enable potential disruptions such as manipulating heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems in server rooms or disrupting critical energy and water controls. Now, guys, remember, we just did a report, what was it, last week, about the water supply. Over, what was it, 300 and something water facilities are at danger, have been breached at some level. And they've warned about these infrastructures, the CIA, the FBI, all of these organizations have warned that it's only a matter of time before this happens. Adamski was speaking to researchers at the Cyber WarCon Security Conference in Arlington, Virginia. And on Thursday, U.S. Senator Mark Warner told the Washington Post a, quote, suspected China-linked hack on U.S. telecommunications firms was the worst telecom hack in history. Remember, we just talked about that. The cyber espionage operation dubbed Salt Typhoon has included stolen call records data, compromised communications of top officials of both major U.S. presidential campaigns before the November 5th election, and telecommunications information related to U.S. law enforcement requests, the FBI said recently. All right, that leads us to this other report that came out. Listen to this. Quote, terrorists may be eyeing Macy's Thanksgiving parade as a target. This is according to officials that are warning. All right, the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Parade in Manhattan is thought to be a potential target for foreign and international terror groups, according to ABC News on Thursday, citing a joint threat assessment by the FBI and New York Police Department. The threats posed to the U.S.'s largest parade stems from one lone offenders and small groups of individuals seeking to commit acts of violence, according to the documents. More than 2 million people reportedly expected to watch the parade of 10,000 participants. While the U.S. gun laws has been the source of frequent discussions, officials believe that a ramming attack is the most likely mode of terrorism. Wow. It has become a reoccurring tactic employed by threat actors. So again, guys, the FBI is warning about ramming attacks, which would be, they're saying, is the most likely mode of terrorism that could be carried out again at the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, where they're saying that there's going to be over 10,000 participants on the ground. All right, then lastly, guys, I want to talk about this for a moment. Y'all remember we reported on recently about all of the unidentified drones that appeared over Langley Air Force in Virginia.
Some serious new questions now about the nation's national security. And who exactly has their eyes on our skies? New reports that mysterious drones are swarming a U.S. military base and did so for 17 days in December of last year. Wow. New reports of something that happened in December that breached our national security? The Pentagon says it's stumped with no idea who is behind it. The incident recalls the Chinese spy balloon. Remember, I said this is kind of reminiscent of that. Remember, it floated all across the country last year. It hovered over some secret, top secret sites for days before the military finally shot it down. Chief National Security Correspondent Jennifer Griffin is at the Pentagon. Jennifer, I'm worried about the fact that they didn't know. I mean, I can accept they don't tell us, but they didn't know?
Well, they knew, but they didn't know who was behind it. This was an incredible, well-reported scoop, Harris, from our colleagues at the Wall Street Journal and confirmed to us by Pentagon officials early this morning. In December 2023, U.S. Air Force commanders at Langley Air Force Base in Southern Virginia, home to the F-22 Raptors, noticed over a period of 17 days, dozens of unidentified drones would begin flying over the base shortly after dusk each night. The Air Force, by federal law, was not allowed to shoot these mystery drones out of the sky. The White House reportedly called for national security meetings to discuss how to address drones possibly sent by a foreign adversary. There were concerns about using electronic warfare or jamming systems for fear of interfering with commercial air travel over the holidays. 3 months earlier, mysterious drones were also spotted flying over a sensitive nuclear facility in Nevada. It is not clear whether these incidents were related. Here are some of the police reports from Virginia near Langley Air Force Base. December 6th, 10 p.m. Multiple drones have been tracked over Langley Air Force Base, and one was seen descending in the area of Marshall Street or Gosnold's Hope Park. The drone is not a Langley Air Force Base drone. December 7th, 11:07 p.m. Langley is reporting one that's about 25 feet off the ground, possibly landed at Gosnold's Hope. Myself and the other agent will be at 201 Drummond's at the horse pasture in the field, getting a strong signal. Adding to the mystery, on January 5th, a Chinese international student, Feng Yang Shi, studying at University of Minnesota, was found trying to fish a drone out of a tree in Newport News, Virginia. Images taken by the drone showed aerial photos of the Huntington Ingalls facility, which builds nuclear submarines for the military and Ford-class aircraft carriers. He was then arrested 13 days later in San Francisco with a one-way ticket back to China. He was given a six-month sentence. The drone mystery remains unsolved, Harris, but it certainly has the attention of Pentagon brass. Harris?
Well, I would hope so. I mean, drones are used in wartime. We've had two attempted assassinations on a past president. I mean, things flying in the sky, and a drone can hover and go low, too, and blow up. We need to know who's doing it.
Well, now they're showing up. Now these strange drones, these unidentified drones, have been spotted over U.S. air bases in the United Kingdom. According to the British Ministry of Defense, they're taking this threat seriously after a number of unidentified drones were spotted over three U.S. air bases in Britain. And again, these were U.S. air bases in Britain that these were spotted over. And again, this is the recent one. Small unmanned aerial systems were spotted over RAF Lankenheath and RAF Mildenhall in Suffolk and RAF Feltwell in Norfolk between November 20th and the 22nd. A spokesperson for the British Ministry of Defense said, to quote, "We take threats seriously and maintain robust measures at defense sites. This includes counter-drone security capabilities." All right, the U.S. Air Force chimed in, said that it was unclear at this stage whether the drones were considered hostile and are continuing to, quote, monitor our airspace. The Air Force also declined to comment on whether any defensive mechanisms were used, but said it retains the right to protect installations. The UASS, or these unidentified aerial systems, were actively monitored, and installation leaders determined that none of the incursions, impacted base residents or critical infrastructure. All right, so guys, what is it? Who is behind this? Who is controlling these drones? Why are we not being told about this? This is very concerning to me that our Air Force bases are being monitored. Why? The question is why? Who is behind it? Number one. Number two, what are they planning that they're monitoring and watching our Air Force defense systems, and they're keeping tabs on us, and they're keeping a close eye on these military complexes and these bases? This is, again, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Chime in. Let us know your thoughts. Who do you think's behind this, and what do you think their purpose and their intent is behind this? So, guys, I don't want to keep you long. Again, it's the weekend. I understand everybody's relaxing. It's Sunday. Many people are either coming home from church or what, again, depending on your time zone and whatnot. So we wanted to come on here and give you a quick 30-minute update, get you up to par. Who knows? God only knows what's going to happen this week coming up. Again, Thanksgiving week. Keep in prayer keep an intercession, and keep all of us who are traveling, myself, you, your family, whether you're flying, whether you're driving, whatever that looks like, keep all of us in prayer, because we can only pray and hope that we all stay safe in this holiday week, again, this Thanksgiving week coming up. And we're going to get ready. We're going to really close, and we're going to pray for just a blanket prayer of safety over all of us as we get ready to travel. So stick around for just a moment. I'm going to give you some announcements real quick. Again, guys, if you don't have a free app, it's available on Apple and Android devices. Hit yes to push notifications once you download it, and you'll be squared away. You're going to not miss any headline, any podcast, any prophecy update. Everything's going to be right there at your fingertips. As always, guys, we typically on Monday nights, we do have prayer meetings, 8 p.m. Eastern. Again, we didn't have one last week, last Monday, because I had a really bad migraine. I've been dealing with sinus stuff. And then we won't have one this Monday because we will be out of town, but we plan on the next following Monday. We plan on being, get back in the saddle and get back, in that prayer room and get back into intercession and get back in business and kingdom business and come on, combating the heavens with spiritual warfare and prayer. And as always, guys, if this ministry blesses you, encourages you, equips you, informs you, all of the above, we would love for you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically or through the app. You can give electronically through the app, through the main website, or many other different ways you can do that. Or you can give by check or money order. Right there on the screen, you can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So, guys, let's pray real quick. I want to pray for everybody, and I'm going to include our family as well in this prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your mighty throne today, and we just ask that you would lift us all up. Everyone under the sound of my voice, including myself and my family, for me and my house as well. We ask that you would cover us under the shadow of your wings. May you protect us. We ask for your traveling mercies. May you keep us in the palm of your hand. May you, your word says that The angel of the Lord will bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. I thank you that, Father, the angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear you, and he delivers them out of all their trouble. I thank you for your mighty angels of protection that are going before us, that are with us, that are going to go before us in our travels, come and be with us during our visits with our family members. I thank you that for your hand to be upon us, and then they'll be with us as we safely travel back to our homes at the end of the week, or whenever that this weekend coming up, or whenever those may be traveling, and however they're traveling. I ask that you'd protect us. I profess the blood of Jesus over all ways of transportation, airways, highways, byways, railways, roadways, or any way that you're traveling this week and this weekend. I pray the Lord's protection over you in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your protecting power, Psalm 91, and the angels of the Lord and the precious blood of Jesus. And we ask that you not only would pray for us, but we pray for those that may be involved in these parades, whether it be the Macy's parade and Thanksgiving parade, or those that may be involved in outings. Lord, if there's any sinister plots or assignments of hell, may they be all brought to light, exposed, and made manifest to the authorities. And I declare that no weapon formed shall prosper in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Listen, guys, we love you so much. We appreciate you. It's going to be, we will see you guys right back here next Saturday. And I believe by then, we may be in December. I'm not sure. I don't have my calendar pulled up here, but if not, we'll be right there on the brink of it, or at least close to New Year's Eve. So we'll see you in about 6 days. May the Lord bless you, keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.